James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. It certainly does. Our coverage yesterday morning, the analysis of that, the news that we had on the front pages, and the news for mining generally is that it spreads work to 500,000 people. That's the Australian's headline. Reserve Bank finds resources boom has delivered wealth across the nation. And the BHP tapping new boss for a new era. The Financial Review as well. Mackenzie vows to cut BHP costs. NASA accelerates Klopper's success. As well, a share profit fall, no dividend increase. Old MacDonald on his farm, the Daily Telegraph. The disgraced former minister says he's not fleeing Australia. Klopper's story, the Sydney Morning Herald. Gone like the Kloppers. Big Australian takes lame duck off the menu.
I love that headline.
We've got health news about the PM's $100 million backflip in the Herald Sun. The $100 million cut to Victorian hospitals has been reversed by the Prime Minister Julia Gillard. The Queensland perspective on this, Gillard plays tough with hospitals in the state. Surgery cuts. Last night the Gillard government threatened to withhold another $250 million in health funding from Queensland. She's considering bypassing the Newman government and passing the money directly to the hospitals. Health news in Adelaide, a miracle factory, a new $60 million centre to cure disease in Adelaide, and public housing in the line of fire in Canberra. The Canberra Times man in custody after Stuart Flats shooting calls to tear that dead down, a notorious complex. The election in the West Australian, it's water wars because the Liberal and Labor parties have rival plans for the foreshore development. And I suppose Animal Kingdom carnage in the Northern Territory news. Croc kills dog is one story front page. The other, family shocked to find python scoffed pet galah for breakfast. Also, if you're going to Tasmania in the show, Fran, skeptics on the loose. Christopher Monckton will be in Tasmania today, warning the Greens are the new totalitarians and Labor not much better. I expect Premier Laura Giddings will be sceptical of that. The markets, the FTSE is up a quarter, but that's the only good news. The Paris CAC down 0.7, the DAX down 0.3. Stateside, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.1%, S&P 500 down 0.5%, NASDAQ down 0.7%.